Hello, and welcome to Holly and Hideout. This is Holly and James speaking, and my co-host joining me today is...
Xander Blaze. How y'all doing?
And, you know, us two doing the podcast again. And today, we are going to be talking about probably what people have to call one of the best JRPGs of our time.
Debatable.
Debatable, because it's too long for you.
Not only that, I'm a talk.
And in case you don't know what we're talking about, Persona 5. More or less, we're talking about Royal, because you know it's been 1 year now since Royal has released.
Yeah.
And I finally just got Zendert over here to play it.
It was good.
Yeah. I mean,
I see why people like it.
Anyway, for this podcast, we're going to be ranking the dungeons, or the palaces as they're called, and then we're going to be giving our thoughts and reviewing everything as total. So this might be a little long podcast, so y'all sit back and enjoy. Take us away, my friend.
Alright, most of the palaces for me were forgettable. Kamoshida was cool, because it was the first one. I liked it. He was a perv. I guess because it's like, all right, like when you, because it's like, come on, like all these people, are they really that bad? Like Kamoshida, yeah, I say he's actually one of the worst. To do was basically a rapist running around like getting girls to kill themselves and all that crap, and you know, just being an overall just douche. Like, all right, his was memorable. The one after him was the artist
Maran
guy. Yeah, that dude, the one that you end up being cool with, Yusuke. But yeah, that,
you mean Matt Mercer?
Yeah,
Matt Mercer does Yusuke.
Oh wow, alright.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so his was interesting. I guess Kanoshiro, I guess that was the one that was after him, right? The 2-bit criminal thug guy.
Yeah, that's the one where you get Makoto and your team.
Yeah. And then after that it was Haru's dad, which
the
is
the one after that was Futaba.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, all right. So, it was Haru's dad, and then Futaba and Haru's dad.
It goes, Kamoshida, Madarame, Kanoshiro, Futaba.
Okay.
Haru's dad.
Yeah, all right. I liked Futaba's. It was kind of
cool. I liked the pyramid, yeah.
Yeah, the pyramid thing.
It was all right.
Now
we're getting to Okumura.
Yeah, no, I don't think any. That was...
Dude, I think that's the worst. I think... Like, on the top 10 worst-hated fucking dungeon in any game, that ranks number one.
I like the whole space theme
of it. The space thing was nice, yes. But the whole entire robot and the whole entire, like,
the boss battle. Fight. The boss battle.
And then the maze at the end. And then you got to take all these, you got to find the cards to go to each level. And I was just like, oh my God.
Like, the maze, surprisingly, I made it through the maze not that bad. I just, the fucking boss battle. That's what pissed me off. And then as soon as I figured out, oh, you just have to turn up the level, and I was like, oh, okay. I guess that was the trick to that. But man, it was the fact that they always ran.
Man, imagine doing that on Merciless.
That's why I had to do it on. Like, it's like, I was doing it on normal at first, but nothing was hitting right. Like, all my attacks weren't doing nothing. So, they said, you turn up to Merciless, it actually puts a dent in it, and that's what happens. Like, as soon as I turned it up to Merciless, it made it easier.
I've beaten Royal 3 times. I've done the first 2 on normal. My last playthrough was on Merciless, and that boss fight was the worst.
It made it easy for me. Like, I don't, because it's like on normal for me, when it's like none of my hits were doing a damn thing to me. And it's like the game, that boss battle is more so based upon time, because it's like
they get 30 minutes. Yeah, to beat that thing.
It's like because they run in, they run out. That's the whole fucking problem. It's like you do a few little attacks and they're like, oh, fuck you, we're going to run. I was like, bro, I'm about to throw this fucking controller at this. I hated that dude. So, bro, I almost stopped playing the game for a good little bit. I was like, bro, no, James, I was about to give you that shit right back.
I'm like, I'm not going to lie, man. Every time I do a playthrough of Persona 5, I get to that palace and I'm just like, all right, be about another month before I start to jump back.
That shit pissed me off for real. Yeah, but it's kind of like, because they're like color-coded, so you kind of understood it after that, but it's like...
Well, it's easier once you hit their weakness.
Yeah.
But then they always got that one guy out there who had no weakness.
Yeah.
And he's just like...
You had to whittle him down. You just had to whittle him down. But no, what I ended up doing, I relied on the baton pass. That's what got me through the fucking
fight. Dude, I'm telling you, that's the only way you can do that shit.
Yeah, that's what it was. And see, I'd relied on the baton pass and also relied on, you know, they have certain items that have some of the... Are we going to die?
No. That's obviously no.
Yeah, but they have certain items that have the elements that you can use. So I'm like, for the characters that didn't have the element of freeze or whatever, I would take one of those items, and then that would boost up the baton pass. And I just started doing like that. Kill the dude, no time
see,
flat.
See, from doing that, because they changed up that boss fight just a little from Persona 5.
Yeah, all right.
So from that, I already knew that when I got there with Joker, I had a persona that had just about every element I needed.
Yeah.
So it made it a little bit easier for me, but somebody going into it, I can understand how it probably was for you.
I just thought, like, that's what I turned it up, and I was just like, baton pass, okay. Before that, bro, I was, man, and I got mad at myself after I beat it, too. I was like, shit, well, that was easy. I said, why in the fuck? It was one of those situations. Yeah, but his was all right. Like I said, besides his boss battle, Shido's was,
Next was Sai. Next was Sai.
Which?
Sai, the casino.
The girl's older sister.
Yeah, yeah. Makoto's older sister, Sai.
Completely forgot about that one.
I actually liked hers.
Yeah, the casino. Yeah, it was like the love base crap. Yeah.
Yeah, I liked that. It was pretty interesting. Yeah. Next was Shido, and I hated that motherfucking palace. Oh my god.
I liked it, but it dragged. And that's, my god. To me, to be so real with you.
Too many boss fights in that one palace.
The keys. You have to find this person and talk to them. And then go across. That was the other thing about it. Like, each palace kind of changes up its thing.
Yeah.
But Shido's was like, I don't know. I guess because of, like, how it just changed it up to you just having to, communicate with certain people and get certain little key cards and crap. That was all right. But at the end of it, I just started getting, like, bored.
No, man. After going to each person and collecting all three recommendations.
Yeah.
Then taking on the fucking, the Yakuza guy. And then taking on fucking Crow or Akechi. About the point, I was like, I'm fucking done with this fucking palace.
Or Death Note. That's
like, I was like, Yakuza. God.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I think that's, like, I'm glad you said it, because that's going to be in the review of it. But yeah, like, the palace is drag. Those are easily, like, the longest parts of the fucking game, if it was not for the palaces. But yeah, Shido's, man, I was on that last part when a dude rips his shirt off, and I was like, what the fuck is this? I was like, y'all copying off of goddamn the boss from fucking Metal Gear Rising now? Dude just tore his shirt off, motherfucking stars. I'm just like, bro, oh God, bro.
Now, I'm not going to lie, from the base game Persona 5, you know, Royal, they let you 1v1 Shido. I got to that part, and I was like, about fucking time, I'm ready to whoop this motherfucker's ass. I was getting into it, because in the base one, you didn't 1v1 him.
Yeah. It's like they I think all I did, I kept like boosting up my defense, and I kept lowering his, and I beat his ass. I was like, all right, great, good. Now time for the over.
Now, the first time I took him on, at that point, I already had Raphael on me. I was just like, all right, ding, bing, ding. I would just, I forgot the name of the move is, but Heat Riser. I would raise my attack and defense. Every time he'd hit me, my Raphael could block. So it'd go straight back to him, and I'd just attack the fuck out of him.
He kept using Heat Riser, and I kept taking his Heat Riser down. I just beat him. That was so it wasn't bad, but it's like after all of that, I was like, okay, now here comes the royal part. I'm like, here comes the fucking over of the anime.
Now here comes Mementos.
Yeah, which, I was glad I got through. I was glad I was doing them like halfway through, because I know it had to suck for people who were probably never did a damn thing in Mementos, and they were like, yeah, you gotta get to the bottom of it. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, I made sure after every time I got down to Palace, I'd make sure I'd take one day to go explore Mementos, do whatever request was there,
yeah,
and get to the bottom so I can keep fucking going.
Yeah, I'm glad I looked at that shit. I was like, yeah, someone tell me.
And, you know, that boss fight was the end boss fight for the main game.
Yeah, the Shido, yeah.
Yeah, no, the Mementos boss fight.
Oh, the Holy Grail.
Yeah. That was the main boss fight for the base game, and man, fuck that boss.
I'm gonna heal, and then yeah. Yeah, that's why.
Well, each arm had like, it's like you had to figure out who to have in your party, because each arm either had it could resist some things or was weak to some things.
Yeah.
It was just like, man, that made my brain hurt the first time I took the motherfucker on.
Yeah, that's why I had like...
Y'all watched our friend Nathan do it.
It's like if you did certain shit with like one confidant or whatever, you could switch your characters out. So that's what I had by that point. So I was able to just toss him out and keep going.
I think it's Hifumi that could do that. Yeah, Hifumi.
Yeah.
The Shogi Master.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't even know why I had confidant with her. Like, I maxed this shit out.
Because she helps you out with your confidant. She's like, you'd go in and out with them, and then when you get into certain negotiations, you can talk to them better.
Yeah. But yeah, I got, like, I thought that was cool. And then at the end of it, like, his fucking persona, like, gets all big and becomes, like,
Satanile.
And yeah, that was it. And I was like, okay, this seems like this is the end of the game. I was like, of course it's not, though. And then here comes Maruki's sad ass.
Dr. Marky.
Talking about some- And so you want to know something, though? Like, when I was playing the game, when I was, like, playing it, and when we were having, like, the you know, psychiatric help from him, I was like, this is going to come and turn back on us.
Bruh.
I knew that she was
bruh. Okay, so the first time beating Royal, I got him to level 9. Because I misread the information. You had to max him out.
Yeah, you got to.
So I was like, fuck, I got the... And then my second time... And I maxed him out, and I got to the dungeon. I was like, oh my God, everything we talked to him about just got shoved back in my face. God damn it, I'm the bad guy here now.
Yep. But I mean, the thing, I want to go off into kind of, I guess, like the whole thing with Dr. Maruki, like in the review, but yeah, I think overall, pretty good game, I would say. I like the turn base, I liked the anime type shit, even though it kind of got on my nerves after a while, because I was like, I'm just playing the fucking anime at this point. I'm like, that's what I'm doing. This has every anime trope. you have Ryuji, who's like old boy from Bleach. You got Yusuke, who's kind of like the weird effeminate autistic type character. You got Futaba, who's the weird fucking, you know, shut in chick. I actually liked her as a character, though. And you always got the weird cat person thingy.
Fucking Morgana. Seen him as a person. I'm human. I was like, what the fuck?
I was like, yo, he's stealing all the hoes, boy. He out here getting... he could have easily got Ann. That crap was funny. Yeah, and then, like, yeah, you have Ann, who reminded me of, like, Mimi from fucking Digimon. You know, like, the half-white, half-Asian character who's a model and all that shit.
Yeah, you had Queen, the one who wanted the justice.
Yeah, yeah.
Haru, cool. The one who was just like, well,
I didn't even,
I'm the ditzy character, basically.
Yeah.
And then you had Kasumi, the girl who didn't know her identity.
That was a pretty good twist at the end of it.
I saw that coming, though.
Basically, the fucking, I guess they say that's the canon girlfriend or whatever.
Say that's canon, but it's just like, why make it canon? Like, why is Royal like canon?
It's like, bro, you can hit.
Because the whole entire fucking ending makes no sense, because Persona 5 Strikers doesn't even go with that ending. It goes with the base ending.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so all the shit with Dr. Maruki didn't happen.
In the base game, the last palace you do with Dr. Maruki?
Yeah.
Doesn't happen. They did that for Royal.
So they cut with the Holy Grail fight, and that's it.
Yeah, after the Holy Grail fight, you know how Joker's supposed to go to jail?
Yeah.
Well, instead of Akechi saying, I'll go,
mm-hmm.
Joker goes to jail, and you get out, like, a couple days before Valentine's Day.
So what the f- All right.
Yeah, yeah. That's why, everybody knew that Persona 5 wasn't a complete game at that point. Because of how a lot of the other Persona games were.
Yeah.
So that's why Royal came out and they gave you that last, like, gave you last semester.
That's what I'm saying. Well, then to me, that's just like a fucking anime over then. That's just some shit that they just kind of like tacked on. Like, was it even needed?
And that's why, Persona 5 Strikers takes place right after the base game. Because how it ends is, everybody takes you back home. You getting on the train, or you see Kasumi. Mm. That's how that ends. You are in the van with everybody, and you're driving off.
Yeah, because see, in Royal, they kind of... They tease in both little endings that, like, oh, well, you know, the NAV is gone and everybody doesn't have their powers and everybody's going to be fucking normal. And then the whole shit with Dr. Maruki happens. And then after that, then it's official. Like, Mementos is done. Everything's fucking finished. And then you look at yourself in the reflection. And then you see. And then you also see, like, Light Yagami, a.k.a. fucking Crow or Catchy or whatever the fuck, like, walking across the thing. Because I guess in one universe, he's dead. But in this universe, he may be alive.
No, technically, he's dead because you do go back to jail and everything.
Yeah, so that's what. So all that's...
White? I don't know.
So, yeah, like, so why would they call it the fucking true ending if...
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
They pulled, like, they pulled a fucking Mass Effect.
I don't know, man. Like, I love the game for what it is, and I love the story on it. Especially that twist where Akechi walks in the jail cell and just goes, bang, you're dead. And you're just like, you're sitting over here in, like, Roverse. You're just like, la, 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 la,
And if you told old girl all your shit, then that's it. That was the... That's the ending you got. I was like, damn, bro. All these endings, man. All these fucking endings.
Dude, if you did not complete any dungeon, you just let time run out.
Yeah.
You can end the game right there.
Yep.
The cutscene would have shown up where, Sojiro was sitting there and they'd bust in. He'd be like, he's upstairs. And that's it. I was like, what?
It's like, yeah, that's considered to be like one of the fucking bad endings. But there's so many quote unquote bad endings. It's like, at one point, I even let Dr. Maruki have his little vision just to see what the fuck would happen. And the game ends.
The game ends with you going to school and hanging out with your friends. Yeah, and I was just like,
it's like, and the only thing that happens is like, Akira's just kind of like, or whatever the fuck his name is. Some people say it's Akira, some other people say it's some other shit. But like, the protagonist, he just kind of like, something feels wrong. And then everyone's just happy. Credits.
Joker knows something. Joker knows it's all.
Yeah.
He's the only one who knows, but he continues on life like that. Just like if you were to accept the Holy Grail's offer.
Yeah.
When he was the possessed DR, if you would have accepted his offer, the Phantom Thieves would have stayed popular and Joker would have known about it and he would have been evil.
Yeah. He would have been like a fucking god tier being or whatever, and everyone would have. Yeah, because I think at the fucking end of my playthrough, like the popularity was like 48%.
Yeah, that's about where it is at the end.
Yeah, it's kind of like some people, you're a legend, but not really.
Right.
Yeah, but
I love how when everybody sees the other girl, they're like, "Come on, fam, please beat that ass." And it's just like, nope, nobody remembers.
Yeah. Dude, you had to. It reminded me a lot of the fucking Digimon movie. That's what it reminded me of. When everyone's like, yeah, fight Diabolomon or whatever. The whole fucking internet's behind you. And then it's all over and people are like, all right, back to our fucking average everyday life.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because I was like, bro, y'all see this shit, right? Like, everybody sees this hell escape world that everybody's a part of.
I did love it because every playthrough, I always try to at least get as many people I can max out.
Yeah.
And then my last playthrough, I had everybody, every confidant maxed down. They're all walking around like, what the fuck? What's going on? What? And everybody's just looking around like, huh?
Yeah, it's weird because it's like, that was my other like gripe with it. It's like time management. You really have to know time management. Because see, I got all my stats maxed out. And I actually got the majority of my people maxed out. I think the only people I didn't get maxed out was Haru... Because I honestly didn't care at that point. I was like, bitch, you came in.
They introduced her way too.
Yeah, I'm like, bitch, you came in at the butt end of this fucking game. I'm like, yo.
I was just like, Kasumi. Like, if I was like, that's who I wanted to date that round?
The only thing about Kasumi is that, like, they trick you at first and they make you think you only had, like, five. Like, you only had to max her to like, five to get, like, the good ending. And then halfway through, I told you, like, they boosted that bitch up to nine. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I was so mad, but I boosted that shit all the way up, though. But it's like, I got her boosted up. I think I got, like, all the females boosted up. I think the only people I didn't get, like I said, Haru, Yusuke, I got them close. The fucking political dude, I got him close. But see, I stopped talking to him, and he just faded away. Like, that's what happens to some of the characters. It's like, if you don't come in at certain points, well, then you won't even fucking see him anymore.
Yeah, that's the same about Dr. Maruki.
Yeah. So it was like, he faded away. Almost got the journalist all the way up.
Hers is pointless. Hers is pointless.
And the fucking fortune teller one. I think that's...
I can't think of her name.
Yeah, but she's cool because she can help you with the other characters.
She can help you with any fortune. She can help you boost. For 5 grand, she can help you boost your relationship.
Yeah.
I found that really useful in my last playthrough.
Yeah. See, I wish I would have known that early on.
See, I always got... See, my first one always tried to max out as a doctor.
Yeah.
I always try to max her out first, because if I can get those sales on that medicine...
Good healing items, yeah.
I'm good to fucking go. Yeah. And plus, you know, if you're new game, plus you keep your money. And your weapons and your armor. So, always max her out first, and I either do, like, Ana or Ryuji, and then your teacher. I always do her, because, you know, if you come back from Mementos...
Massages.
She can give you a massage and you're allowed to go back out.
And see, I learned that shit late in the game too. I was like, bro, I should have been trying to fuck. I should have been trying to get it.
I love it. Man. I know you're gonna lie. My second playthrough, my last playthrough on the base game, that's what I did. It was the teacher.
Yeah, so alright. So let's get off into like the romance shit. Like, yeah, we're being creeps. I don't give a fuck. Y'all eat ass. Like, if we talk about Bioware, they do the same shit. So it's like, I guess in a game that has those sorts of options, what was your go-to?
Man, like, in the base game, it was either Makoto or the doctor. And then I did do Futaba once. Like every time I would air different places, I'd try somebody different. My first one was a code, and my second was a doctor. Third one was Futaba. My fourth one, which was my last one, was a teacher. Now, Royal, my first playthrough, I didn't date nobody. Because I was trying to date Kasumi.
Yeah.
And that's as sad as Valentine's Day you'll ever fucking meet in your life. It's sadder than my, like, being single Valentine's Day.
I'm trying to. Yeah, that's
Ryuji
one.
Because Ryuji comes in, he gives you some candy. He's like, here, you can have these candies. My mom gave them to me.
Then he grabs your dick.
Looks at the you second, my second time playing Royal, I did Kasumi.
Yeah.
And then my last time playing Royal, I did the harem's route, which is funny, which is so funny.
That's what I did out of the back. Yeah, I was a whole route to no, because like, bro, it was I wasn't gonna be that bad about it, but like, yeah, I had
it's like, as soon as you get one, it's like
it's too easy.
It's just like, as soon as you get to nine, you have to choose what you say carefully.
He always says
it. Sometimes I'm just like, all right, this is the playful route, and I end up in a relationship, and I was like, all right, whatever, now I know.
Yeah, cause like, bro, at the end of it, they all seem like they're interested in you in some sort of fucking way. So I'm just like, oh, I want to break these.
Now the question is,
hearts.
Who'd you take off for your white on white day?
It was the normal chick, the one I get, Samire, the one where everybody thinks it's supposed to be.
I did Samire for my second one, cause that's what I was dating. My third one, I took the doctor out.
And it's like, yeah, but like the doctor, it was for me the doctor right off the bat, and then it was the teacher. And then I ended up, like, getting with Samire. And then it was just a 3-and-up. And then they found out about each other. Like, on Valentine's Day. Well, actually, no. The teacher and Samire were like, oh, what the fuck going on? Takami. Yo, the doctor didn't know shit. She was still cool. Like, she was off to the side. So they didn't all beat my ass at one time.
No. Imagine having all of them up in the...
That's what I'm saying. I wasn't that fucking stupid. Like, I saw that because I was trying to see if I could, like, find a fucking loophole. And I almost did. Like, the two just kind of found out about each other and they got kind of mad. But then it's like, White Day shows up and the next thing you know, I'm just like, all right, I'm going to go out with old girl. Like, that's exactly how I did. That bitch act like she ain't no shit. She's like, I was mad about Valentine's Day. I'm like, yeah, it's cool.
No,
you can get over it.
You just imagine having on Haru Makoto, Futaba, Hifumi, the reporter, the fortune teller, the doctor, the teacher. And
I think there's a video online that shows what happens.
Oh, bro, they stomp your ass in. They like Sojourner walks in, he's just like,
I tried to help you, boy.
He's like, you should have stuck to my story. And I was like, I was listening. I said exactly what you want me to say. He's like, I calmed them down. They're still in love with you. Here's a piece of chocolate. And he gives you chocolate. I was like, what the fuck?
Bro, man, that shit, it is funny how, like, the romance shit is. Yeah, because I was like, bro, man, why can't I just hoe out, bro? Why can't I just fucking hoe out? What's wrong with that? I was reading some comments and people were like, don't do that. That's mean. I was like, fuck you mean, bro. The fuck you.
It's a video game.
I'm like, it's a goddamn video game, man. I'm like, I'm trying to enjoy life in this bitch, bro. I'm like, they all seem like they about that shit, so why not? Because right? I think the only one I was kind of iffy about was Futaba, and that was only because she seemed so fragile. But it's like, to be real with you, I feel like story-wise, it would match simply because he's already a damn family with them anyway. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, If you maxed out Sojourner, Sojourner's just like, do me a favor, don't you take her to the altar, because I would have to beat your ass.
I know. And it's like,
I was just like, too late, Sojiro.
It's like, even when you ain't even really talking to her like that, she's like, I feel like dad will feel weird about us talking. I'm like, what? Bitch, right? About us talking. Bitch, I ain't talking. What you trying to hit to? It's like, so she lets you know out of the cup that she trying to get at you. But I was like, no, small child. Be in your own. And it ain't like she's that much younger. She's like fucking...
She's like 2 years older.
Yeah, 15, 16 years old or whatever. So I was like, okay, that ain't that fucking bad. But yeah, I was like, I'll leave that one alone.
I'm
like,
I'll leave that one alone.
I feel like if you try to get involved with her, she gonna fucking kill herself or some shit. So I'm like, no, that ain't the one to go for. I was almost like real close to hooking up with Queen. I thought Queen was like a really good choice. But
I'd say she's a good choice. I like Queen.
It seems like it would match. Mm-hmm. Like almost even the fact to like, you know, the fact that like her sister is so involved in it and shit. And I mean, she just seems like she would be a better story-wise.
Dude, I will even say has a thing for you. Cause she comes by and gets you fucking chocolates on Valentine's Day too. And I was just like,
it's supposed to be friendly, but like, huh? Yeah. What? Like, you trying to fuck?
Yep. you want the dick? Come on in.
Yeah. But it's like, dude, even I'm pretty sure you can have like a gay relationship with Ryuji.
No. Okay. No, you know, okay. You can't, you know, no.
Yusuke.
No.
Yusuke?
No. Nope.
Yusuke gives off the vibe, bro.
No, he does, but no.
I know it's a catchy.
You can only date females.
Oh, fucking for
real. But I mean, a catchy though.
It seems, bro. Like, okay, the reason why I say a catchy is because like the protagonist Joker only has like, from what I've seen, I've only seen him have like a, you know, a team attack with two people.
Yeah, Kasumi and Kihachi.
And I'm like,
Akechi.
Yeah, I'm like, ain't that the people that you can fuck? Like, come on, what's the game? And then there's that fucking part when you sitting in the fucking tub with him. I'm like, man, y'all kind of close, huh? I'm like, Akechi's trying to throw some dick, bro. Like, Akechi. I'm like, Yusuke's just...
In the bathhouse together?
Yeah, Yusuke's just fucking weird. Like, that's his thing. But because he clearly wanted to fuck on. But when it comes to him and Akechi, like, Akechi was on that weird shit. I was like, all right, B, I see you. I ain't going that route, but I see you, though. But then, like, Akechi is such a weird character for me. Because it's like, his rivalry comes across as being, like, normal at first. And then once he becomes Crow, he's just Light Yagami the whole fucking way through. I'm just like, all right. He's just crazy. The whole fucking... Everything that he does is crazy. Everything he says...
I love that team attack. Where he just goes fucking berserk and he just starts slashing his way through the enemy. And Joker just turns around and he's just like, all right, bang.
Yeah, he's just like, bro, I ain't even have to do all that shit. Like, Akechi is clearly still fucking nuts. But I like his character and all that shit.
I like his character too.
I like his character, but I'm just like, bro, you... I still feel like you're going to try to kill me. At some point, if you don't die now, I feel like there's going to be another over that they tack on. At the end, it's Akechi. He's like, yeah, bitch, I told you.
No, technically, he still did. No, technically, he dies.
Technically, yeah. But, I mean, I just feel like man, bro, the way that they were building him up.
Persona 6.
Akechi. It's going to be different characters.
Nah, different characters. I hope so. Akechi...
I mean,
I liked his character.
It's one of the hardest heel face turns I've ever seen in my entire life. Because it's like, after that fight in Mementos, he is just gone. Like, before that, he's chill. You kind of understand there's something maybe a little bit off about him. But after he tries to fight you in Mementos, that motherfucker is just, I'm crazy. Like, from that point on, he doesn't even try to hide it.
Have you ever went and played darts with him?
I think as a team.
Yes, and that's how you build up your baton pass. Yeah, just playing darts. Oh my god, he wants to play the hardest difficulty ever. Is 701. You had to get 701.
Everything with him is fucking competitive. He gets mad at you when you're playing pool.
Oh my god, bro! It took me like twice to get 701. I was pretty good at darts.
His life was always fucked up at the last bit, for whatever reason, or like Ryuji fucked up.
Ryuji fucked up. I went, man. I know you're gonna lie. I went and got everybody like max baton pass because that way I can do that damage.
Yeah. See, I didn't. There was a bunch of shit I didn't do because, like, so towards the end of the game, I was just playing that bitch. I was like, come on now. I was like, we gotta get this. I was like, we gotta fucking finish this up. Yeah. So I mean, but like, because for you personally, I know why you love it because it literally is like playing animated video game.
Yeah.
Because I mean, it's like it's slice of life, which is probably, like, my favorite portion of the game, mixed in with, like, a regular turn-based JRPG. Because it's like the slice of life shit. Getting the job, having confidants, talking to people, all that sort of shit. Making
there's
money.
There's a lot of confidants that you missed.
Like,
did you become friends with the kid in the arcade?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I ain't no time for that shit. Like, that was...
What about the guy at the airsoft place?
Yeah. It was like, I didn't have time for that either. Because I know he can probably, like, get you good weapons and shit, but it was like...
Yeah, he'll allow you to upgrade your weapons. But yeah. I mean, the best way to get your weapons is when you got a red alarm going off in the Velvet Room.
Yeah.
That's how you get your best weapons, is you take... I had to look it up, but you take certain personas and you turn them into... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like
Ryuji was like Thor, On was like Lilum, something like that.
So because yeah. I know it's another thing that they do with the confidants is that if you get certain ones of them boosted up before a certain time, they have like a third persona transformation.
Yes,
it's like I got Ryuji, I got On, I got Makoto,
you got Morgana's because that's automatic.
Yeah. You get Akechi automatically, and I think you get Sumire's automatically.
Sumire's automatically.
I was like, I didn't get Futaba's because I boosted up towards the end of the fucking game, and I didn't get Yusuke or Haru.
I got, yeah, I mean, they kind of look like the original Personas.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Just buffed out a little bit.
Like, Ryuji went from Captain Kid to Son Goku, basically, back to William.
Yeah.
I don't remember fucking Morgana because I never gave a fuck. Queen went from riding a bike to her bike transforming back to riding a spaceship.
And then it went back
bike.
To a bike.
What's a spaceship bike? And I was like, what?
I was like, okay.
What?
I'm
okay.
Like, yeah. I'm like, all right, great.
On was pretty much this. She went from, I don't remember her.
One of them was like Carmen or some shit.
Yeah,
like,
her
they,
first
they
one
give...
was Carmen, then it went to Hectate, and then it went back to,
When you go to the school library, it has books that are about the personas.
Yeah. Or if you went to like the persona club hangout place.
Yeah.
Or you know, what's always in the game they tell you can go to, you can look at the personas there.
Like, it was, yeah, so that, because I remember it's like, yeah, towards the end of the game, they're like, I have to talk to you about something. And I'm like, oh, team attack. No, they just
wanted to apologize, because yeah. They're just like, man, we feel like shit. Leaving
because we let you go. I'm like, hold up, bro, I get it. Like, his world is actually better, in a way.
Yeah, and joking, it's like, as the options, you're just like, why do you feel bad? You didn't have to come back, but yeah. I was still going to go ahead and do what I was going to do anyway.
Yeah.
Because Akechi wouldn't, because, you know, Akechi maybe, you know, if I change my mind, Akechi
would. Hey, because I told him that shit. I was just like, yo, bro, I don't want you to die, even though I really didn't care. I was just kind of like, yo, man, I don't want you to die. And he's like, don't bitch out on me now, man. I was like, I'm going with the deal. And he just walks
out. He just walks out.
But see, something tells me, though, is like, he would try to kill you. Something tells me
that
in that world, he would fucking try to kill you. And that was kind of like, that was my thing about it. Getting off like the romance option shit. Like, do you actually think that Maruki was wrong?
No. This is where it plays in. Like, at the end of the game, he tries to get everybody what they want.
Yeah.
Which, in a sense, is okay.
He wants a utopia.
Yeah, which is okay. You know, a paradise for everybody. Nobody won't feel no hurt. Nobody won't feel no pain.
Yeah.
Or none. That's cool. But at the same time, it's like, where's my free will?
Yeah.
So it makes you think, are you the bad guy for taking everybody's happiness away?
Yeah.
Are you the hero and giving everybody back to free will?
Yeah, because see, what's funny is, like, I'm glad you brought that up. Like, throughout the game, when he's talking to certain people, they always ask him, like, do you think that you're in the right here? Like, the people that you're going against... You know, you have like there's a thin line between you and them. And it's like, I was like, fuck no. Like, all those dudes are assholes. Everybody was pretty shitty.
Kamoshida deserved
yeah.
it. Madarame didn't make one of his bipples to commit suicide
yeah.
on the playroom. He deserved it. Kaneshiro was
He's
using
a fucking
teens.
Thug, yeah.
Yeah, he was using teens to sell drugs and shit. So, yeah, he deserved to go to jail. Futaba didn't deserve what she got.
No.
So that's why.
That's why she was different. Yeah,
that's why
you
helped her out.
It was her mom hunting her and all that shit.
Akuma did not deserve to die, but Akechi made sure he.
Yeah, he deserved to go to fucking jail for sure.
Yeah, Akuma, you know that he didn't get what he deserved.
No,
Akechi made sure he died, but
and Shido deserved everything.
Say
no,
nothing happened to Say.
Yeah.
Yeah, she, of course, he got what he fucking deserved.
And the Holy
Grail. Holy
Grail.
The Holy Grail got what he fucking deserved.
It's like, but it's like, can you fucking blame a false god for being a false god?
Well, I mean, if you look at what the Holy Grail was saying, it was making sense there for a second.
He was, no, see, this is the thing. Holy Grail was on some Thanos shit. The Holy Grail, and that's because I kind of want to go off into like this shit about like, you know, like sympathetic villains and all that sort of shit. But like, he's just doing what he thinks the public wants him to do. But he's born off of a public that is fucking like insecure and has all these massive issues and millennial problems. Oh, my feelings. Like, that's what that motherfucker is.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
He's really our monster. He's a making of him. He's what we made him. That's what he is. So, you can't really blame him for being what the fuck he is. But
and then
at the same
Dr.
time,
Maruki is just like, damn, am I the bad guy or is he the bad guy? Like, I don't know.
The only problem with Maruki is he's a coward. That's the only thing you can say. He wants to avoid pain. I mean, like, watching his tapes and shit, that's how you can pretty much figure it out. He wants everybody to be happy, even if that means avoiding their issues.
Right. And then just how the ending went, man. Like, you're losing your persona powers. The palace is, like, breaking everywhere. And you're just, like, running at him, punching him, watching
I like
him
that
go
part.
Down. Your house going down. His house going down. He's just like, I won't lose. And falls over. And he goes falling. Joker's like, no, I got you.
I was, like, controller halfway on my hand at this point. I'm like, game over. Motherfucker, I said, he's going to do some fuck shit. I said, wait, just wait. I'm bringing down the helicopter. I'm like, God damn, what? Bruh. it was Jake. It was fucking Resident Evil 6 all over again, bro. Like, we just trading blows. I'm like, this is fucking Final Fantasy 7, Sephiroth versus Cloud. That last fucking minute, we just hitting all blows. And, like, Maruki knows he's lost at this point. And he just kind of, like, beat some sense into me. Like, that's his whole fucking thing. He's like, I know it's over, but yeah, just show me that it's over. I was like, all right, crazy ass bitch.
And then Joker's like, hey, I'm gonna make sure you live, buddy.
Yeah. I'm like, you're not the bad guy, Maruki. Like, you really aren't.
I love it. They're just like, you didn't transform. I'm talking about money to transform into a fucking helicopter.
Yeah, at that
he's
point.
Just like, poof,
yeah,
he,
and then he's like asking the question. I'm like, bro, we at the end game now. Nothing has to make sense, dude. You're fucking, you're Totoro, the force of will, the power of friendship, whatever the fuck, yada, yada, yada. That's what made you transform into a fucking helicopter. I'm like, we need to shut up. Like, we got to stretch this shit out more than what it already is. Yeah, so it's I always say, like I said, like, I think the Holy Grail was more Thanos. Like, he was just doing shit, even though it was terrible, he was doing it because that's how he was fucking made to be.
Yeah.
But it's like, where Maruki, that bad shit happened to this girl, and he wanted to avoid people feeling pain. Like, he really did give a fuck about the students. And see, that's why I think, actually, in my opinion, I would say that he's probably like, you know, we always hear the term sympathetic villain. You know, Kylo Ren, Thanos. I'm like, no, none of them are sympathetic villains because they're shitty.
They always had an ulterior motive.
Yeah, and it's like even for Thanos, people are like, Thanos is right. I was like, all he had to do is give people more fucking food. He was crazy. Eat ass. No, he was not right. Like, that makes no sense. The only people who say he was right is, like, if you're a fucking sociopath that hates people. That's it. Maruki
legitimately cared about
everybody
and didn't want them to feel pain like he felt.
Yeah, that was the whole purpose. It's like, so at the end, when you choose this shit, I'm just kind of like, is he even wrong? I mean, he really is. It's like the only thing, because I had to lie to myself halfway through that shit to make myself feel better about making the decision, because I was like, yo,
okay, I'm not gonna lie, I had to do my first time getting to that palace, I had to do two separate saves.
I broke that shit up. I was like, I might not like the way this shit turned.
Okay, so my first save, I went with the deal.
Yeah.
The C. And my second save, I was like, man, I know denying him, going after him, fighting him was the way this game is supposed to be played, but goddamn do I feel bad now.
Yeah, because it's like, the thing is that you could tell yourself, okay, it's a world without will. But in the same time, people are still making decisions. It's like when you read the little speech bubbles and shit, everybody seemed like they were just in a better place. There was one dude who's like, I'm quitting my job. Fuck it. I want to be happy. And I was like, okay. Yeah, but it's just like, they were people who were still just making usual decisions, but it seemed like they were just doing more for themselves, I guess. Yeah.
I mean, you still had a couple of people out there that needed help that them things could do for.
Yeah.
But sooner or later, Dr. Maruki's system would have picked them up.
It would have picked them up. Exactly. It's like, it really was, damn. I mean, when you really think about it, it was a system that didn't need persona users. When you think about
he was a persona user himself.
Yeah. he I guess he would be the end all be all fucking persona user. Like, it would, you would not need a Phantom Thief to deal with this shit. So
nah, I mean, it's set to Nihilhead, put him in his place.
We just had to. We had to be the good guys, right? Even though no one gives a fuck about you. Yeah, but so it kind of goes up to that whole, you know, that beloved anime trope of I need to do this for myself, and I need to do it for the will of who I am, because I don't know who I am. But now, because of the you know what I'm saying, it did that shit. Was like, the Phantom Thieves gave me confidence in being my own person, and that's more important than happiness. And I'm like, is it really? Like, that,
I
mean, just sounds,
I'm
like,
pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that was how it is for everybody else in Joker. Yeah, it's like, I'm just doing this because I need to do it.
Yeah, he's just like,
Joker's like, my fate resides on this in the Velvet Room and shit, bro. I'm doing this.
Yeah, it's like, I'm literally the, I work for Eagle,
right?
That's who what is I'm a saying. Who is a fucking god who's pretty much like in all the other Persona games. So this
and
shit,
I don't want to make Lady
the crazy Lavarnia,
lasagna. It's a lady. I can't say her fucking name.
It starts with L. First, it's like, yeah.
I don't want to make her cry either, so I'm going to do this.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah. So it makes sense in a way, because it's like, when you think about it, there would be no other Persona game after this. If you would have went with what Dr. Maruki said, so it's kind of like, in order for this shit to continue, you have to go against what he was doing. Even though the world may be like a world filled with pain and unjust, and but there's still good in it too. So it's like, yeah, it gives you the choice to be able to say, like, yeah, people need to make mistakes. You can't have everything be perfect. And that's how I looked at it. I was like, something's gonna fuck up eventually. That's how I looked at it. I said, this can't be perfect all the fucking time.
Persona 6, here we come.
But it's like Persona 6, yeah, that's it. Yeah, but overall, I had to say, like, he was a really good villain. Like, at the end of it, when I was beating his ass, I was like, you know what? This motherfucker here, I get it.
Motherfucker, I'm beating your ass in, but
you
good. I like you.
Because, see, I kept waiting for the other shoe to drop the whole fucking time. I was like, he gonna do some twisted ass shit. Never did. I was like, oh, shit, well, okay, great. I guess he works. He works for me.
I mean, he is like, this isn't even my final transformation several times on you.
Oh, boy, I was, bro, that fight. No, because I had to do that shit twice. Because it was, like, late, now, like, 12 o'clock or something. I was just like, all right, let me beat this dude's ass. And then he killed me. Because, like, he ended up shooting something back at me. Something I shot at him, bounced off, and just wiped out Joker. And I was like, I'm cutting this bitch off. So I'm done for the night.
You said, like, me when I got to take the Reaper on.
I did not fight that. He only popped up once. I never saw him again. Like, and I was in Mementos for a good minute, but he only popped up once for me.
I mean, when I hit like level 50 to 60, I make sure I have a persona that doesn't have any weaknesses. And then I just go grind his ass on level 99, because once you beat him, he drops you anywhere between, first he drops you anywhere between 20 to 25, and after that it's like 10 to 15, then it's 5, then he drops you a couple levels every time you beat him.
I didn't really even start caring about, like, boosting up my personas until literally, like, the end of the game. Like, I got Satan. I got him. I got him up to, like, level 99.
Between Satan and Lucifer, I was just like, what? Lucifer's an angel? Satan's, like, this big blob angel? Like,
yeah, no. I was like, this game got the whole fucking lore fucked up, don't it? I was like, what are personas anyway? And they were just like, it's the shadow of yourself outside of yourself. And I'm like, okay, I get it. I'm like, Igor, I saw your ass in the other game. I'm like, little girl, you also. I'm like, what is this shit? Like, that was my thing about it, because me being the first time Persona player, I was like, okay, there's apparently a shit ton of lore to all this stuff, and Shin Megami Tensei kind of plays into it a little bit, and I'm just like, I'm not even going to worry about it. I say, I'm just going to stick to this. I'm just going to worry about Persona 5, and I get too deep with it, because Igor looks evil as fuck. He looks like old dude off of Soul Reaper.
Yeah, but he talks, but he's got like, how you doing, guy, like old man style. And I was just like, Igor, I cannot take your voice. I'm sorry. Because Persona 5 was the first Persona game I ever played.
I think that was for a lot of people.
So hearing his like dark, creepy voice, and then finding out it was the false god.
Yeah, the Holy Grail.
And then hearing him go like, oh, how's it going, guys? And I was just like,
He still sounded untrustworthy.
What? And then I played Persona 4 and he's got the same voice, and I was just like, oh.
It's like, okay, so these are just these characters. Like,
he's always got some new assistant too.
I seen Laverne of Lavernia, Lavenza,
Lady Lavenza, yes,
yeah, Lavenza. I seen her in like I think 4 or 1 of them before.
There's Margaret and her in 4, and then Justine and Caitlyn, which was her split, and you form her into Lady Lavenza.
I didn't do anything with them either.
That's how you're able to do group. That's how you're able to take so many personas and fuse them together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's, right. That's how you make Seth and Isle.
Okay. Because yeah, I didn't get... I was trying to get like the top angel one too, since I got the top devil. Since I got Satan, I was like, yeah, fuck it. I got all the angels.
Michael,
but, yeah. They wouldn't let me get it. Like, I had every single angel, but it's like, I think it's because I
you
didn't.
Because you had to take so many. You had to take Raphael, Gabriel, and what's the last one?
Uriel.
Uriel, and you had to fuse them all three to make Michael.
I had all three of them, but it's like, my confidant with Lavenza was low.
Yeah,
and so I think they had said, like, if you don't boost it up with her at a certain time, like, you won't be able to get Michael. So I was like, fuck it.
Anyway, final thoughts on the game?
I give it 7.5.
You give it 7.5?
I wanted to give it an 8, but it's like I said, to me, it's like, it's just the pacing. Like, there'll be some points in the game when I would just want to go out and chill and boost up the confidence. The cat would be like, you can't leave yet. Like, what? Like, come on, I want to go outside and do shit. And he's just like, no. But it's like, you can do more shit towards the end of the game once you get, you know, the teacher and do all the other kind of
now,
shit.
I'm not going to lie. Second playthrough, you know, at the very end, they go around, you collecting stuff from them.
Uh-huh.
At the very end, you can call her, the second playthrough, you can call her up on the phone as soon as you unlock her, and she'll come give you massages.
Yeah, like that's, but see, I learned all that shit, like, literally towards the butt end of the game. So it's like, if time management wise, I think for my first time playing it through, I think I did better than I thought I was going to fucking do. Like I said, I got just about everybody maxed out. I got all my stats maxed out. That poor kid is still sitting in the fucking arcade waiting for a father figure. Leave his ass where he at. Because he's like, hey, you want to hang out? I'm like, bro, I got other people, man. I'm like, I can't handle you right now, kid. The fucking dude wants you to sell guns for him. I'm like, I can't deal with you right now either. But yeah, it's I think I put like maybe 140 hours in.
Yeah, my first playthrough on the base Persona 5 was like 150. My first
God damn.
My first playthrough on Royal was like 75. But that's because I didn't unlock the new semester. But my second playthrough, between my first and second one, I had like 300 hours in it.
Shit. God damn.
Man, I got off of my second playthrough because I was like, man, fuck this shit. I'm pissed off. Yeah. And once I unlocked it, I was like, all right, now I just need to take my time.
Yeah, but
spending what I could spend with.
Pros about it. I like the story, even though it's very just anime trope after another anime trope. I like it. I dug it. I also like the music. Even though we got on my fuck, you never see it coming. Fuck,
you know, if you were to change your costume, if you went to the PlayStation Store and downloaded any of the free stuff,
yeah,
you could change your costume out. You could have changed up the music and stuff.
Okay, yeah. But yeah, I like the music. Did you see my boyfriend plays girlfriend reviews? She did a review of the game.
Yeah.
Hey, that was actually good. Yeah. Like, she put some fucking thought into that shit. But yeah, I like the gameplay sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah, I like the aesthetic of it.
Now, I'm not gonna lie. If you were high enough level and you had Ryuji, you got Ryuji maxed out, you can just run through. You can dash through enemies and kill them.
I know he's very tank-like. I noticed that because like his electric attacks pretty much fuck up everything. But he also has like those strong ass physical attacks.
No, I'm saying like if you're running through the palace and you see a shadow,
yeah,
you can run up through him and
Through you talking about mementos? Yeah.
Like, or in the palace.
Oh shit, I didn't do that. Yeah,
that's towards the end of the game. I was just like running, nope.
Damn.
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, but overall, I'll say it is a really good game. I enjoyed it thoroughly, more than I thought it was at first. At first, I was like, I don't want to fuck play this. I was like, God damn it. I'm like, James was to play this fucking game. I hate this goddamn game. But at first, I was like, all right, I'm seeing it. I said, I'm getting where everybody was like so into it. Because like I said, for me, it was my first game, for my first Persona game. For you, same thing. So it's kind of like, I don't really have that much else to go off of. Like, maybe Shin Megami Tensei is better, but...
I never played the.
I think they're coming out with a collection.
They got 3 on its way out.
Yeah.
Remake for the Switch and PlayStation.
But see, I think Shin Megami Tensei is more darker though. Like it's not
it's
as
apocalyptic. Yeah. World.
It's not as comedic.
Like I said, I played Persona 5 was my first one. Then I played Persona 4 Gold.
Yeah.
Golden on Steam, and I liked it, but Royal had me Persona 5 to
hit. I say the only other game I played that's kind of like that was a weird ass. It was a demo game for something called Conception. You know what I'm fucking talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the only game I ever played that was kind of like Persona 5. But yeah, like, I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Yeah, I
liked the whole Phantom Thieves shit, too. Like, that was cool with the whole them running through the night and all that other sort of weird shit.
Yeah.
Kind of has like this 70s, 60s thing genre to it mixed in with the music and stuff.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I have to give it a 9 out of 10 for me.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it a little bit more than you did. I enjoyed the whole entire story, the anime tropes. I enjoyed most of the characters, the music.
Which one? What characters did you not like?
The fucking journalist.
She just wanted some dick, man.
She was like, I need a scoop. You want to give me a scoop? Blah, 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 blah. And like, she did nothing useful. Like, hey, here's we'll take down your security palace when you go into a palace now. And I was just like, I'm so stealthy, I don't get caught anyway.
Yeah. I'm always behind some shit, bro.
Right? I didn't like her, and I didn't really... I didn't like the politician that much. Because he just made it easier talking to personas. And I
use that a lot, though. Like, that got me out of a lot of... That got me so much money. That got me a shit ton of money. And it got me, like, out of, like, most of the fucking fights. But, yeah. It's kind of like, I didn't care about his whole thing of being a fucking washed-up politician.
Yeah, and some of the characters I really love with Sojiro. Like, I loved his... Futaba, the doctor, the teacher.
Yeah.
Each confidant, I love dealing with them.
It's really hard not to want to have, like, a romance with a lot of the characters. I mean, like, the teacher especially. I'm like, I helped you out so much. and you're a whore. No,
right. Anyway, we're going to come to an end. He gives it a 7.5.
I
give it a 9. You should go check it out. You can catch it on the PlayStation Store.
Oh, I guarantee they probably already know about this shit, bro.
Like, yeah, you can go check it out. And there's rumors talks that if you're an Xbox player, it comes at Xbox now. So, we hope you enjoy listening to this podcast. Thanks for hanging out with The Hideout.